We welcome you to God's house today.
We pray that God's word would have its way with us, and that God's word for us would be a blessing to each and every one of us gathered here today. A few words on our worship service. Opening hymn number 537, Beautiful Savior.
Following that hymn, we will follow the order of service on page 278 and following. Page 278 and following, there is a worship insert with our readings for the day. We'll make sure that we're on the right page at the right time. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be in your house today. We ask you to send a special measure of the Spirit, the Comforter, to comfort our hearts with the only comfort that can truly comfort, Jesus. Jesus for us. Jesus crucified and risen for Dan, for us, for the life of the world. Bless Donna, Marge, Kristen, and all the family members, all the friends who are gathered here today and those who could not be here today. Bless them with the good news of Jesus Christ, forgiveness, life, and salvation in and only through Him. Heavenly Father, bless us that the things we do and say would be pleasing and acceptable to you, bringing honor and glory and giving us peace, true peace, in the holy wounds of Jesus. In His powerful and precious name we pray. Amen. We sing.
Amen. Worship, page 278, page 278, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In holy baptism, Dan was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his."
We turn to Psalm 121, printed on your bulletin insert. We will speak it together.
I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and forevermore.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Dan and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament lesson comes from the book of Lamentations, the third chapter. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Washes me. Oh, the blood of Jesus shed for me.
What a sacrifice that saved my life. Through Christ's blood I have His victory.
Savior, Son,
shed for me. What a sacrifice that saved my life. Through Christ's blood we have the victory. Precious fount I go. Oh, the blood of the Lamb, the precious blood, the blood of Christ. Jesus' sacrifice saved my life. Through Christ's blood we have the victory. Oh, what a sacrifice saved my life. Through Christ's blood we have the victory. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, Jesus washed it white as
The epistle lesson comes from the first chapter of Peter's first letter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfailing, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. Though you do not now see Him, you believe in Him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the Alleluia and verse. Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
To Him be glory and power forever. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise you, Christ.
God has made us His people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
May be seated for the hymn of the day, number 575. 575.
Thank you. not printed for you, but I believe you know the response. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Well, Pastor Poppy, my brother, and your brother, Pastor, I appreciate you allowing me this privilege, and I do count it a privilege to stand in your pulpit. People of Good Shepherd, I thank God that I'm able to be here in this moment, and Donna and Kristen and the family, thank you for the privilege. Many of you don't realize this, but I've said this to Donna many, many times. Dan was a very dear friend of mine. He became a very dear friend of mine in a very short order, by the way. I don't know what it was about us, but we clicked very quickly. And in fact, I had the unenviable privilege of spending more than a week with him in Belize. It was interesting. That's not what I'm here for, but we could talk for about an hour and a half about what happened on that trip. And so he's a dear friend, and I count this a privilege. But as I came to this moment, I have a feeling many of you are saying that this is an unenviable task that I have before you today. In fact, as I was leaving the church, and if you don't know, I'm senior pastor of Gloria Day Lutheran Church in Urbandale. I am Dan and Donna's pastor. But if you don't know that, that's who I am. But as I walked out the door, one of our pastors, and it seems like we have about 1,500 of them running around our church, looked at me and said, "Joe, I don't envy what you have to do today. It's not an easy task. And yet it's a high privilege because I come to you today to bring," both pastors, you both said, "bring to bear what is important today." That is the Word of God. That is that living and active Word of God that has in its very being a source to give us solace in the most difficult and, may I say, most troubling of times. And so as I thought about that, I thought, what could I preach on? You know, Donna gave me a verse, Isaiah 54:10. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But, you know, naturally in these kinds of moments, you want to talk about something like Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." And then those wonderful words, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." But as I thought about those words, I said, they're wonderful words and they're often spoken at funerals, but the reality is we're in a different place today. And so I thought, well, maybe Psalm 91, it's a wonderful psalm, written a very, very long time ago. Words that you know, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." Or perhaps Isaiah 54:10. "For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you. My covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you." Now, all of those are worthy, and I am going to come back to Isaiah 54:10. But the text that I felt spoke into this moment that I think all of us need to hear, and I'm going to be honest that Joe, the friend of Dan, needs to hear today, it comes from Mark chapter 4. It's a familiar story to you. It says this, "On that day when evening had come, Jesus said to them, 'Let us go across to the other side.' And leaving the crowd, they took Him with them in the boat just as He was. And other boats were with Him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But He was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke Him up and said to Him, 'Teacher, do You not care that we are perishing?' And He awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And He said to them, 'Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?' And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, 'Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey Him?'" Now I come to this passage and, of course, you know our tradition. It's an important tradition to speak what the text is saying. Clearly, Jesus was with the disciples, and it wasn't the first miracle that Jesus had done for them. We know that because John tells us in John 2 that the wedding at Cana was one of the first miracles that he performed. And so they knew who Jesus was. They knew what Jesus could do. And yet, as they see Jesus asleep on the cushion, and by the way, I've always said he wasn't really sleeping. He was just seeing what the disciples would do. When they saw Jesus asleep on the cushion, knowing that he could change, I'm just going to go back to it, 180 gallons of water into 180 gallons of wine. Not just wine, but the best wine. Knowing that he could do that, they were afraid of this storm in the moment. And especially, it should be curious to us when you think about the fact that Jesus didn't say this, "Let us go out into the middle of the lake and drown together." Jesus said, "Let's get into the boat and go across to the other side." None of His promises had been broken up until that point in time. That was a promise. Let's get in the boat and go across to the other side of the lake. And so they should have trusted. And yet they didn't, did they? "Don't you care that we're perishing, Lord? Why are you taking a nap, Lord?" A nap at this moment in time? I mean, they knew about Jonah. They might have said, well, Jonah might have done that. He went into the belly of the boat first, right, and fell asleep. But you, Jesus, when we so desperately need you. Now, I bring that to you today because as I thought about this moment, perhaps that's what my brother and friend Dan was feeling. "Don't you care, Lord? Why are you asleep on the cushion, Lord, when I so desperately need you?" Dan knew Jesus could calm storms. Dan knew the power of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dan knew what Jesus had done for him. What Jesus had done for the whole world, Dan knew. I saw it in his face every time he came into the narthex. I mean, that Cheshire grin was either for me or for the fact that he was back at church. I'm going to take the second one over the first. But that grin on his face was, "I'm back where I belong. Where Jesus is, where there's hope proclaimed, where there's gospel proclaimed, where I'm reminded that in this messy, ugly world, there still is Jesus. In the midst of the storm, there still is Jesus. In the midst of the storm, there still is Jesus to calm my storm. And yet, for whatever reason, and all of you understand, I believe, on a day this past week, that truth did not overtake him. And he succumbed to the belief that Jesus didn't care. Perhaps, in that moment, that he felt as though he was perishing. But I bring this to you not just for Dan, I bring this to you for you. For all of you, but obviously particularly for the family, those that were closest to him. Because in this moment, you see, you might be feeling like the disciples a little bit. "Lord, we loved him. Lord, we didn't want him to go. Lord, he's just 60 years old. Oh goodness, when I started my ministry, that was old. Now people are 95 and we think they're dying young. He's just 60, Lord. He's my friend. He's my brother. He's my son. He's my father. He's my best friend and husband. Don't you care, Lord, that we are perishing in this moment? And yet you know the answer, don't you?" You see, the thing that I think you need to see about this text, and almost all texts like this, is that Jesus is reminding us of His resurrection through this moment. The wonderful truth about this text is it actually points to the death and resurrection of Jesus. That in fact, for 3 days, Jesus lay dead. In fact, for 3 days, the apostles thought, "Oh, it's done. It's a done deal. We had all our hope in this Messiah guy, but it's all over now. What are we going to do now? Are we going to go back to fishing? I guess that's all we got. Because Jesus is gone. Don't you care, Lord, that we're perishing?" And then, as we confess it, on the third day, He rose again from the dead. The gospel of this text is a reminder that Jesus indeed slept on the cushion in the tomb, and yet on the third day rose for you. Knowing that you will go through these difficult storms of life to bring resurrection hope to you. To bring resurrection hope. Listen closely, my friends. Resurrection hope to Dan Wegner. You see, in these moments, we remember that though Dan went through a very difficult time, though Dan was struggling with the presence of Jesus, we know this to be true. Jesus never left Dan. We know that that's true. Well, let me just go back to Isaiah 54 for you for a second. For the mountains may depart, the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Jesus would say, I will be with you always, even to the very end of the age. The book of Hebrews says that the Lord said, it's actually quoting Deuteronomy, I will never leave you. I will never leave you. Nor forsake you, says the Lord. That was true for Dan, my friends. It is also true for those of us that are still here. May you be empowered by the resurrection of Jesus to believe that every day until that day that you see Dan face to face. In fact, Donna, you gave me an inadvertent illustration, my friend, just before we came in here. When I walked in and got dressed, I noticed that on my stole there was a coffee stain right here. And if you can see it, there's lipstick here, which I'm a little concerned about because I don't know how it got there, to be honest with you, all right? But the great thing was, my friend Donna pointed out that Pastor Poppy also had a little coffee stain on his robe, to which your dear pastor said, oh, they're used to it, it doesn't matter, okay? Life is messy, brother, right? Life is messy, brothers and sisters, right? And yet in the midst of that mess, the storms of life, Jesus is quite alive and quite in control and bringing us resurrection hope every day until that day that we see Jesus face to face. To which it always moves me to say, Maranatha, which the Bible means to say, come Lord. May it be so. To His glory, and most certainly to our good. And all God's people said, Amen.
We continue now with the prayers of the church. Page 280. Please stand. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, You have knit Your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to Your whole church in heaven and on earth Your light and Your peace. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life and so pass with Him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of Your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with Him at Your heavenly banquet. Lord, in Your mercy, give to the family of Dan and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in Your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on You, they may know the consolation of Your love. Lord, in Your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of Your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead, in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Receive our thanks for Dan and for all the blessings You bestowed upon him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with Him we may see You face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God of all grace, You sent Your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give You thanks that by His death He destroyed the power of death, and by His resurrection opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because He lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from Your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting His promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in Me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in Me will never die. We sing. Resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in Me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in Me will never die. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our Shepherd, You gather the lambs of Your flock into the arms of Your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord. Amen.
Please remain standing for our closing hymn, 805, the Common Doxology. Thank you for your presence here this afternoon. Thank you for the power of God's Word. You're all invited to join us for a time of fellowship and food in the fellowship hall. Let's join together in the common table prayer and return of thanks. Come, Lord
Jesus, be our guest. Let Thy gifts to us be blessed. Amen. O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. May your God
be in Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.